Hey everyone, this is Bob Leahy at Life Church in Chico, California. Welcome to the Midweek Pastors Podcast. This is a way for us to go beyond the sermon through conversation, questions and answers, deep dives into topics, and interviews. Whether it be in your car, at the gym, or hiking in Upper Park, we hope that this podcast really encourages and equips you wherever you're at.
Hey there, Life Church. Pastor Chris here along with Pastor Jeff.
Hey.
Hey, we're having a great time here in our Podcast Central at Life Church.
That's right.
We always have a lot of laughs.
Sounds super special, but it's just the tiny office next to the side of the sanctuary.
I know. One day we'll have our own studio and do videos. That's our dream too, is to have some video podcasts.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. But today we are going to talk about, I think, one of the strongest aspects of Life Church. And I can say this as a somewhat of a newbie. The Vineyard joined up with Life Church 7 years ago, August.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of strengths as a team, but one of the things that I think that is like, I don't know, our superpower is teamwork.
Yeah.
We love each other, respect each other, but we also have this ability to just share the load. Mm-hmm. We have no prima donnas and superstars. And one of the things that in a lot of churches, senior pastors have a hard time letting go of. They don't have a hard time letting go of who's going to run the youth, you know, who's mm-hmm. going to run small groups, things like that. But who is going to teach from the pulpit?
Yeah.
Many senior pastors, that is their strength. And there are a lot of great churches in the world who have, you know, amazing book writers and pastors and seminar leaders, and I can name a few, but I won't. But you have this strategy, and I've been working with you like 7 years, is the pulpit is to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is it to be shared, it is also a place where our up-and-coming pastors have a place to learn, to grow, to practice. Because if you think about it, there's only 52 Sundays a year, right?
Yeah.
So here are our up-and-coming pastors that say, hey, one day I would love to be the one who teaches from the pulpit at a church of my own. But if they don't have the practice, it can be a painful experience. And this was my reality. I had the painful experience of learning how to be a teacher, preacher over several years. And I bless those people who stuck with me,
right,
and hung in there with me in some of my horrible sermons that didn't go the way that I wanted. But for you, Pastor Jeff, you have this deep-seated belief that the pulpit is to be shared, especially with those who are learning
mm-hmm.
to become.
Sure.
Where does that come from in you? How is it that you don't cling on to the pulpit and say, you know, mine?
Yeah. Well, it's not that I don't. I guess I would say, first and foremost, I really love to preach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I miss when I don't.
Yeah.
But I know the value it adds when I don't. And I think that there are some, talking about your painful experience, just an interesting story is when I got here at our church, I had preached one time to a congregation.
Wow.
And it was my farewell sermon at my last church.
I didn't even know that. I've known all these years. I didn't know that.
So I had literally preached one time, and now all of a sudden here I'm preaching every week. When I got here, Fred and I, we began to share and kind of navigate that, and he did an incredible job of helping me along the way until he retired. And so shout out to Pastor Fred, who still will share, you know, at church every once in a while. But I think it probably hits the core of one of my values of, I just think that that God can use all of us.
Mm-hmm.
When I share that at church, there's no doubt in my mind or heart when I say that. Yeah. So if I truly believe that, how do I live that out as a leader? And it's empowering our senior leaders, those leaders who are really like leaning in, who are new pastors and or going to be pastors or whatever, to be able to share the word of God with the whole congregation. Now there's some there's definitely some boundaries around that. I wouldn't give that pulpit to anybody.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
if you've preached at our church, we have a high level of trust.
Yeah.
For sure. Where I know I'm not worried that you can mess up. We can go back and we can hey, well, maybe we'll talk about that. We'll share that differently, but
yeah,
nothing that's like, I don't worry, you know? Yeah. And I think maybe pastors worry too much about that. but I just see the value of, I want to be able to equip and instill the value that God has in them, yeah, as much as he does, and give them that place. And it helps show our congregation, wait a minute, maybe that could be me too.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be preaching, but just more like, I don't want to see, a lot of times we say, hey, there should be no bystanders at the church.
Yeah.
From any level. Like, come and be a guest. If you're a guest, like, you're soaking it in, you're learning who we are. And then when you say, I'm a family member, mm-hmm, then what are we doing together as family? Like, you can, yeah, see the Lord move and work in your life. And so, so I just really like that point of view and want to make sure that we navigate that well and promote our leaders. Finally, I think the other part of this is, I just believe that the Holy Spirit can use all of us.
Right. Right.
And so the Holy Spirit, like, Lana had mentioned that her and I had talked about one, like, a couple weekends ago when she preached, she said, you know, one of my dreams would be if we, you know, took four of us preachers and said, hey, we're going to share on the same passage or parable.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not going to dialogue about it at all. You're going to preach, then the next person, and then we'll kind of see how this turns out. And it would just be, I think, a really neat experience, because you're going to see the how the Lord moves and works, mm-hmm, with our different perspectives. Mm-hmm. And you might go like, well, why would you do that? Mm. Well, look at the Gospels. There's four accounts of Jesus' life, all from different and varying perspectives that add a lot to who Jesus is. And so I just think the Holy Spirit can use us and speak through us in, from who we are, from our experiences, from our disappointments to, yeah, the greatest things that have happened in life. And our congregation grows from the differing voices, not just from the one.
Right.
I would say my one limited viewpoint, I think we all align on our theology. We all align, yeah, on our doctrine. That's important. But there's a lot of flexibility in that. So
one of the things I'm reminded of is a phrase that you use a lot is, you know, God sees us all as tens.
Yeah.
And not everybody maybe is familiar with that statement or that concept, but expand on that, because I think that is what gives you the desire, motivation to put somebody in a place, not just in the pulpit, but in a place of responsibility where they're taking a risk, where they are going to be uncomfortable, but you're like, that's okay, because, yeah, God sees you as a 10. So, yeah, where'd that come from, that phrase or that thought behind
it?
I think it
stems off of what I first shared of, like, I just think the Lord wants to use all of us, and he sees us as his masterpiece,
right?
Each of us individually. And I want to see how that masterpiece shines. And it's going to look different for everybody. And so I think the Lord sees us as tens, and he's gifted us and given us skill sets to bless one another. And I just want to see how can we, yeah, see that?
Yeah.
And so when we put people in places that kind of make their knees tremble a little bit, yeah, maybe the role is too big, or maybe you're like Brian preached for the first time here, you know, Brian Wills, and did a great job.
Yeah.
But that's, so I don't think that was too big for him, but it was new and it caused him to seek the Lord.
Yeah.
It put him in a place that was super healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, Lord, dear God, help me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come through.
Right.
Lana even, you know, shared that with the congregation, like, kind of freaking out about sharing this message, where it was kind of like the third time through, like, what else can we learn from this? You know, and the Lord used her in a great way. And in fact, there were several people who said yes to Jesus that Sunday.
Isn't that great?
And I'm like, Lana, what a testimony. Like, yeah, your faithfulness of just seeking out the Lord and being true to scripture and just sharing what you've learned and gathered from this. And here people came to Jesus.
Right.
That's, right. that's why we do it.
Yeah.
And that might not have happened if I was sharing it, to be honest. Like,
and for her, she could have said, oh gosh, I'm rehashing this story for the third time.
Totally.
Because it was about Peter and Cornelius and how many times Luke repeats that story over two chapters. But that didn't faze Lana. She saw the gems, the gold nuggets in that. And I think it goes back to what you were saying about God sees us differently, obviously, than we see ourselves. And yeah, we have a vetting process here at Life Church. I mean, we just don't let anybody not just preach, but go into any arena like if they're not truly prepared. We wouldn't set anybody up for that.
Absolutely.
Nor would we just take somebody from off the street who says, hey, I'm a preacher. Let me preach in your pulpit. That what we do here, and this is, I think, exemplary of what you believe, is that every person has a capacity. It's our responsibility as leaders to draw that out of them, to see what they can't see, to say, hey, did you ever consider this? So this is, obviously we have this through Life Tracks where people discover their gifts. But one of the things that I've seen, at least working with you, you're willing to take huge chances. You're willing to take risks with people. And so ministry around here at Life Church flows out of relationship, not the other way around. A lot of times you see that a person, they get in the trenches and they do ministry together and they, I hope, by the way, we get to develop a friendship. But around here, it's like, no, we do things relationally and then I'm going to launch you and you've got us. We're right here with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I feel like just, I think the other part of all this is just team orientation. It's just like we truly are a team. We're family. We're in this together. We root each other on. There's no competition. There's no power moves. And it's just this, it's a fun thing to be part of. And I just love it. I love everybody. And it's fun to see. It's fun to see everybody walking in their gifts and their talents. And I want to try and highlight those things. And I think ultimately church can never function appropriately or even in righteousness if it's just me. I can't equip everybody.
Right.
I can't equip people for the service of the Lord like adequately enough in all of their great giftings and strengths, like without others along the way helping share their voice and leadership and into that. And so that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that highly of myself in that sense. I was just like, I think if I could do it, surely anybody else could.
Right.
You know, I love that part of it. And I love to see people stepping out in who God's made them to be.
In the year 2024, you really see that this is a year of realignment for us at Life Church. And in that, you've talked quite a bit about discipleship, which is becoming an apprentice of Jesus.
Yeah.
But like Lana says, there is no junior Holy Spirit. There is no, like, we're all apprentices.
Yeah.
Right? I remember when I was a kid, my dad was a carpenter, and I said, Dad, I want to be a carpenter like you. So he walked up to me and he goes, okay, and he handed me a hammer. He goes, this is a hammer. And I go, I know that's a hammer. He goes, take the hammer. Then he took an old board and a bunch of rusty nails, and he goes, I want you to pound all of these into this board, and then I'll come back. And I was like, no, I want to build something. And he says, no, just do this.
Uh-huh.
So I did it. I realized in some ways how hard it was. I was bending nails. I wasn't getting them in straight. And at the end, he goes, that was pretty frustrating. I said, yeah. He goes, well, you just learned something today. And one of the things I see with you is that it's almost like you're saying, come on, we'll do this. And everybody has an entry level, and we're aware of where they're at. But we want them to dream beyond just the basics. We want them to dream beyond that. And that's really what's going to be able to help us engage and be prepared for people coming to Christ.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we want more and more. I mean, we had how many baptisms last time? And
so many.
You know, so many.
And we got a lot more lined up again. So
yeah,
it's awesome.
We're already having signups for springtime baptisms.
Yeah.
But we need people to disciple them. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it just can't be you.
Yeah.
It's Pastor Bob. It's Pastor Lana. It's Pastor Manny, Andy, on and on. But we want more people to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so
totally.
Team ministry is so important in what we do around here.
It's part of who we are. Yeah. So love it.
Yeah. So, you know, I think the question we have for you who are listening is, where are you in the process? Are you being discipled? Do you feel like you're an apprentice of Jesus? If not, then you need to go to somebody who's a little bit older, more mature than you, and say, hey, show me how to pray. Show me how to read the Bible. And hey, if you've been walking with Jesus for a while, I'm going to ask you a hard question right now. Who are your apprentices? Mm. Who are you going up to and saying, hey, I'd love to spend some time with you, with your marriage, raising your kids? You know, again, total another podcast, but is there really retirement when it comes to being a Christian? We can retire from our vocations, but do we ever retire from being influencers?
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Not a chance. So that's something for y'all to chew on.
And if you get in the game, get in the game.
Get like, in the game.
Be part of the team and watch and see what the Lord does. It's going to be really fun to see what he does in and through you.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's it for us. Have a great week.
Peace out.
Thank you for giving us a listen to this week. If there is anything that you'd like to hear on this podcast in the future, if you have questions, or if you'd like to hear us interview someone, please send us an email at info@lifechurchchico.org. Have a blessed week.